Imagine you're Captain William Thomas Turner navigating the luxury liner Lusitania in 1915. Despite warnings of German submarines, you make two seemingly minor timing decisions, maintaining moderate speed and performing a bearing calculation at 2 p.m. Minutes later, a torpedo strikes. Nearly 1,200 people perish. While conspiracy theories abound about this disaster that helped draw America into World War I, perhaps the simplest explanation is that Turner made poor decisions because he made them in the afternoon, when our cognitive abilities naturally decline. Our lives follow a predictable pattern that researchers call the peak-trough-rebound cycle. Analyzing 500 million tweets across 84 countries revealed consistent daily rhythms. Positive emotions peak in the morning, plummet in the afternoon, and recover in the evening. This pattern transcends geography and culture. Whether in Tokyo, Toronto, or Timbuktu, people express more optimism in the morning, experience a significant dip around 2 to 3 p.m., and then see an emotional recovery as evening approaches. This isn't just social media chatter. When researchers analyzed 26,000 corporate earnings calls, they found afternoon calls were more negative, irritable, and combative than morning calls, even affecting stock prices. Companies reporting identical financial results received more negative market reactions when presenting in the afternoon. Why? Because biological rhythms override economic rationality. Are you a lark, owl, or something in between? Modern chronobiology reveals most people, 60 to 80%, are third birds, falling between extreme morning or evening types, with varying preferences. Your chronotype is largely genetic. Studies show at least half the variability comes from DNA markers, but age significantly affects it throughout life. Children typically display lark tendencies until puberty triggers a shift toward owl patterns, peaking around age 20. Throughout adulthood, people gradually return to earlier chronotypes, with many becoming extremely early risers by age 60. What matters most for performance is synchrony, aligning chronotype, task demands, and time of day. While most people experience a peak-trough-rebound pattern with morning cognitive peaks, owls experience it in reverse, recovery-trough-peak. This explains why owls perform better on analytical tasks in the evening, while larks excel at similar challenges in the morning. Interestingly, creative insights often emerge during non-optimal times. When our inhibitory control relaxes during these periods, we can spot connections we might miss when mental filters are tight, what researchers call the inspiration paradox. The afternoon harbors hidden dangers with potentially life-threatening consequences. At hospitals, afternoon procedures show alarming statistics. Triple the risk of fatal anesthesia errors compared to morning procedures, higher post-surgery mortality rates, and 26% more unnecessary antibiotic prescriptions. These patterns persist across different hospital settings, indicating a fundamental human performance issue rather than isolated incidents. Even experienced professionals make more technical errors during afternoon procedures. The judicial system reveals similar concerning patterns. A study of Israeli parole boards showed judges granted parole about 65% of the time early morning, but by late morning, favorable rulings dropped to nearly zero. After lunch breaks, leniency returned to morning levels before declining again. The consequences are significant. Appearing before a judge just before rather than after a break could mean years more in prison, not because of case facts, but simply timing. To combat the afternoon slump, science offers five evidence-based principles for effective breaks. 1. Something beats nothing. Even micro breaks help maintain focus. 2. Moving beats stationary. Brief walks boost energy and creativity by up to 60%. 3. Social beats solo. Breaks with colleagues reduce stress better. 4. Outside beats inside. Nature breaks improve attention by up to 20%. 5. Fully detached beats semi-detached. Tech-free breaks allow complete mental recovery. Have you ever noticed how motivated you feel at the start of a new year? Beginnings shape outcomes long after they occur. Temporal landmarks help us navigate time just as physical landmarks help us navigate space. Fresh start dates like New Year's Day, Mondays, and birthdays trigger motivation spikes. Google searches for diet increase 80% on January 1st, and gym attendance rises after breaks. These landmarks work by allowing us to open new mental accounts, relegating our old selves to the past while embracing our improved selves. They create a psychological clean slate that helps people disconnect from past failures and focus on future possibilities. When we begin our careers can have lasting effects that ripple through decades. Graduating in a weak economy impacts earnings for up to 2 decades, with lifetime earnings differences averaging $100,000. Midpoints are equally fascinating. The U-curve of happiness is consistent across cultures, with well-being dipping in midlife before rising again. Research shows that project teams experience prolonged inertia followed by a concentrated burst of activity that consistently occurs at the precise midpoint of their allotted time, similar to how evolution occurs through periods of stasis interrupted by sudden bursts of change. Why do so many 49-year-olds suddenly decide to run marathons? Research shows ninders, people in the last year of a life decade, 29, 39, 49, 59, are dramatically overrepresented among first-time marathoners. These chronological endings energize us to pursue significance. Endings shape our behavior through 4 mechanisms. They energize, encode, edit, and elevate. At the beginning of pursuits, we're motivated by progress made. Near the end, we're energized by closing remaining gaps. The peak-end rule reveals we judge experiences primarily by their most intense moment and how they conclude, often neglecting duration. This affects everything from restaurant reviews to presidential elections. Synchronization is equally powerful. Mumbai's Dabawalas deliver over 200,000 home-cooked lunches daily with just 1 mistake in 6 million deliveries. This coordination works through 3 principles: having a boss set the pace, creating belonging through codes and touch, and experiencing synchronization's physiological benefits. When groups move, breathe, or work together, their heart rates align, brainwaves synchronize, and social bonds strengthen, explaining why coordinated activities, from military drills to corporate team-building exercises, build cohesion and improve performance. Time permeates our language and thought profoundly. Time is the most common noun in English, and most languages mark verbs with tenses, coloring nearly everything we say. Research shows that nostalgic thinking delivers 2 essential ingredients to well-being: meaning and connection. Once considered pathological, nostalgia is now understood as a vital intrapersonal resource that fosters positive mood, protects against anxiety, and boosts creativity. The path to meaning isn't simply living in the present, but integrating our time perspectives into a coherent whole. The present moment becomes more meaningful when we document ordinary experiences as presents for our future selves, and when we experience awe, which expands our perception of time by bringing us into the present. The human challenge is bringing past, present, and future together, finding meaning in their connection to the larger story of our lives. Understanding the science of timing helps us know who we are across time, making decisions that honor our past, enrich our present, and create our hoped-for future. Perfect timing isn't just about productivity. It's about living a life that feels purposeful, connected, and deeply human.